Recognizing the tenuousness of his situation, both politically and militarily, Napoleon had agreed to an armistice in early June 1813 in hopes of concluding a durable peace. The Allies desired no such thing, however, and Wellington's triumph at Vitoria, Spain on June 21st only hardened their resolve to defeat the French once and for all. Even more heartening to the Allied cause were secret arrangements for an Austrian entry into the war, and thus the Allied offer of peace, known as the Treaty of Reichenbach, proposed nothing less than the complete dismantling of the French Empire. In a meeting with the Austrian diplomat, Prince Metternich, Napoleon stormed in rage, but gained nothing more than a two-week extension to the armistice. Even this quickly proved meaningless when on August 12th, the Austrians declared war, and 2 days later the Prussians went on the attack in Silesia. With the entry of the Austrian army in the war, the Allies suddenly enjoyed a decided numerical superiority. Nevertheless, maintaining a healthy respect for Napoleon's military genius, the Allied commanders determined on a strategy designed to prevent the French emperor from concentrating his forces against any one opponent. Thus, in the first weeks of the renewed fighting, while Napoleon drove Blücher back toward Breslau, Schwarzenberg attacked Dresden and Bernadotte moved south from Berlin. Turning to confront Schwarzenberg, Napoleon scored a major victory in the Battle of Dresden on the 26th and 27th of August, and proceeded to drive the Austrians back across their frontier. In the ensuing pursuit, however, one of his corps was cut off and nearly destroyed, enabling Schwarzenberg to recover. Meanwhile, Bernadotte drove Widener's corps back upon Wittenberg, narrowing the breadth of the French salient considerably. Next, Blücher once again went on the attack, catching the French astride the Katzbach River near Liegnitz and routing them. Thus, the Allied strategy proved effective. Throughout the month of September, though Napoleon's presence